fuck, this is bad.
Yeah.
You want to start over the episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just because that one was so bad. That is all that's left of that episode.
That was a failed experiment.
Yeah, and guess what? We're about to experiment again.
Oh,
which is probably going to be an entire episode of 5-minute intros. We're like, we're doing a musical episode. Also, guys, welcome to Dick Picks. Because that got deleted too, Danny.
That did get deleted. I'm Danny.
Richard!
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Because see, the thing they didn't hear on the last show was this. We're playing nothing but music. And talking and bullshitting. So let's have a little more talk this time, Danny, because music is not our forte.
Right.
What is some of your favorite music, man?
I listen to the Metals.
The Metals.
I am a fan of the Metals. It's but
like,
I do
it's
have...
It's like gay shit, isn't it?
Fuck you. No, but I do have like a soft spot for female like pop artists. I don't know what it is. I love them.
So happy you said that, Danny.
Why?
Because I feel like this is a really a bit that you're leading me up to, but like I can't help it. Just start going.
I'm not.
Keep talking, Danny.
What is this? What are you playing right now?
You'll know. It's a song I play anytime I know because you'll just hit one high note for me. How was I supposed to know that something wasn't right? And, oh, baby, we're really straight. I just want you to know.
You go.
And now you're out of sight. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, cause I need to know now.
What the
killing me,
and I
must confess, I still believe, when you're not with me, I lose my mind,
give me a sign,
hit me baby one more time.
That was awful.
Oh, that was perfect. I'm so much happier. That's the song we needed to start with. Who doesn't love Britney, man? What's the first Britney song you've
heard? I can't sing for the life of me.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry to everyone who listens to this episode.
Man, I can't sing either, all right? The thing is, and even though we're not supposed to talk about it, we talk about it every episode, Allison's going to be so mad at me.
Oh, I forgot you did this with her.
Yeah, no, me and her used to record all the time. We were actually going to do a podcast where we did covers, because me and her seem kind of decent with each other. Because I don't sing for shit, but she sings a little better. Uh-huh. And I can harmonize with her because she's a lot higher than me.
Right.
As opposed to me, you having kind of similar voices.
Okay.
So this is going to be shit for us. And she's going to be pissed off as fuck that we decided to do this.
Why?
Because that's our thing, man. Me and her play music. You usually insult me when
I
pull
God
the guitar.
God forbid
up.
Anyone else in the world plays music. It's not
she
like people have been playing music forever.
Don't tell her. This is a special moment, Danny.
Special.
For
special.
You and me.
Special.
Oh, pork rinds?
Pork rinds.
So, man, this whole turtle weekend that we've had.
You insisted that your birthday party be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle themed.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Fuck yeah, it was. I mean, like, I'm talking about streamers, green streamers, fucking turtle decorations, a 6-foot-tall poster that we need to put on Dick Pics because we have all of our friends' pictures in front of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Y'all missed out if y'all didn't show, so fuck y'all.
Y'all. No, yeah, it was a really great party. I was really, really freaking out about that party. And I ended up having an awesome time.
Yeah.
Almost too awesome of a time?
No kidding.
Some would say.
Well, no, like, see the thing, like, you got drunk. You were a drunk fuck. But, like, you didn't do anything bad. Like, you know, we've had some, shall I say, rapey friends.
Yeah, we've had some doozies.
No, nothing there. Like, even, like, you know, I didn't even get handsy with any of the girls I talked to. Thank God. But it was really good. The weirdest thing was just that my friend B showed up.
And that was awesome.
That
was so cool that he showed up. Because I haven't seen that guy in years.
And I think everyone got a real, really drunk, except for like 3 people. But everyone was just a pretty solid, stable drunk.
It was good.
This sounds like an old person's party that I'm like, no one broke the chandelier.
Yeah, it was a wonderful time.
Like, there's not that much cleanup.
We got together, we played some backgammon.
Pinochle.
I'm opening a beer. It might be loud. Ouch.
Now, see, the thing we've been doing all day, we've been listening and singing very loudly to Blink-182. And then we realized they're not a good band in the sense that they're not complex, but they're much better than we are. Me and Danny did, though, a long time ago. We started a band up.
We did not start a band.
I fuck you. I had the title and the fucking design and everything.
We just never got shows or practiced or wrote songs.
Which is the formation of a band. The band was called Tanzig.
Tanzig.
After my last name, Tanner. The greatest band in all the world. Danzig.
Glenn Danzig is probably my favorite human being.
That's not true.
But still.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother.
And the next line.
Mother, can you keep them in the dark tonight? Can you hide them from the waiting world? Oh, oh, mother. Hold on 1 second. I need the lyrics. I gotta scroll down.
It's father.
Mother, start around tonight. Come to show her my world.
Because I just left you alone singing for a second and you forgot we were recording. It was awesome.
I forgot.
Oh man, no, that was you introduced me to that band.
To Danzig?
Yeah. And I loved them ever since. Because you showed me like I don't remember, it was like this really late album, like one of his 8th albums. It was like all techno, and I'm like, man, this is fucking ripped. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then I went back to some of his older shit and I'm like, dude.
I did not show you his, like, my favorite Danzig album is Danzig 3, like the third one.
No, but you showed me all his electro shit.
I showed you that he does electro.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. I listened to that all the time. And then The Gods, Why the Gods Kill, Deserve to Kill.
How the Gods Kill.
How the Gods Kills.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
That's a good song. That's a really good song, actually. I like Dirty Black Summer.
I can't play that one. Like, you just like it because it goes, a lot of it. That 70s riff, man.
Yeah. So funny. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
So, what's your plans for this week, dude?
Work. Work, work. I got a second job.
You did?
Yes. And I talked about it on the episode.
Yeah.
I did not quit it.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to lead up.
No. I got a second job, and it was working like every day. And it just wasn't working out with my first job, so I talked to my boss, my new boss. And it's now like something I do kind of part-time, yeah. It's just some extra cash, which is solid. So I got a second job. What's going on, dude? You took like 8 days off work.
5.
You took like 5 days off work.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a little stressful lately.
Birthdays and stuff.
Birthdays and stuff. They come this time of year.
What is this?
This is an original? This is me talking about the shit that I do. I don't know, I've been dealing with so much random bitches and shit. Trying to keep up with everything, Danny. Don't call me a dick.
But show some dick pic.
Call me a dick.
We're gonna end the show with Danny fucked a 4-year-old.
Oh, can we actually play it?
Yeah,
I have to wait. I have to hold my temptation. Yeah. So I'm sorry, guys. It's a really bad episode. I don't fucking care because it's my birthday week and I'm doing whatever the fuck I want. I'm gonna get drunk and end up.
You live in hardcore. I don't like. I don't think I've ever seen you drink this much.
Bullshit.
I've seen you drink a lot in a day.
Danny, quick. Best drunk story ever. Go.
Best drunk story? I don't know my best drunk story.
Because
I'm too drunk to tell my own drunk stories.
That's true. I usually end up telling your drunk stories. What's my best drunk story? What's your best drunk moment you've ever seen me? Then I'll tell yours.
That I ever saw you?
This is a way to do the episode. You tell the best moment you've ever seen me drunk to where you're like, fuck. And I'll tell yours.
I wasn't there for this, but I've heard this story a lot.
You're gonna fucking bring up $3, aren't you?
Huh? Yeah.
Shit. Instantly. I knew it.
Because I just think it's funny that you hit on a married woman.
Yeah, you gotta lead up to it, man. I didn't know she was married.
Okay, you went into a bar.
Yeah.
And you you started having a couple drinks.
Yeah, and to throw something in there, I had just gotten laid off.
You just got laid off.
Because I wasn't fired. Like, I got laid off because I was able to get unemployment and all that good shit.
Yeah.
But it was...
Oh, yeah.
I got laid off, and I was pissy about it. Because they fired me because what it was, I was working at a theater, and the corporate office changed, and they fired every GM in the company, about 20-something theaters, mm-hmm. except for two of them.
Okay.
So, like, they just fucking moved me out, and I was so pissed. Because, like, I had dropped out of school because I was a GM. I was going to fucking make good money.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing that could have happened to me, but at the time I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Okay, so you just got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
You go into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
By yourself? Are you by yourself or with your friend?
I had a couple friends with me.
Okay, yeah. You're with a couple friends.
One's a guidance counselor now.
Right. I don't know the story. This is I wasn't there for this. It's just every time I hear it,
you know the good part of it.
I think it's perfect because it's so unlike you.
Yeah.
Like you see this chick at the bar, this pretty lady, right?
Yes.
And you're a couple drinks in. And you
that's
start.
Why I used to drink liquor.
Yeah, you start like BSing her, right? Like you start talking, and you kind of start hitting it off. Like she's laughing at what you're saying, from what I understand.
Not really.
I've always heard.
I don't remember this part. They said she was digging me, but like,
yeah.
Apparently, when you're sitting next to a dude, this supposed to mean something.
Right. So you offer to buy her a drink.
No, I just ordered her a drink. I didn't.
You ordered her a drink. And her dude erupted in your shit.
I did not dig that.
Yeah. I'd say you like erupted with like a... Like you broke a bottle?
Yeah.
You broke a bottle on the fucking... On the bar.
Yeah, I fucking swung the bottle and broke it. I'm like, who are you to say she doesn't deserve a drink?
Yeah,
she looked thirsty. And I'm swinging the fucking beer bottle. I got the two smallest guys on earth grabbing my arm, pulling me out. As I'm sliding, I'm like, she deserves it! Fucking slide, because they were fucking Marines, man. I don't know what they were. They were in the military. There was like five of them. And I'm like, these fucking 100-pound guys behind me aren't going to do shit. I got this. It's not my brightest moment. They called the cops, man. They got me out. Nothing happened, but...
I remember... I wasn't there for that. I just hear that story, and it just blows my mind that it was you.
Yeah. I'll bring up the name. I won't say the last name. You know the two that were there?
Daniel?
Daniel and Min.
Oh, really? All right, cool.
Which is just so fucked up. When you just think about those two guys, you're like, they are too small to be in a bar fight, man. I should not have done that to them.
Okay.
Thank God it happened.
My funniest drunk story.
Yours was Alex's 21st birthday party.
This has come up twice this week.
Yeah, that's what I thought about. Because I went through my little Rolodex of classic Danny moments. And this one is the classicest.
The classicest.
Yeah. I like it. No, a girl I was dating, back to when she turned 21, I think I had been, this had to be 6 years ago, I guess?
How old are you? 26. I was 26, yeah.
Yeah, and I think she's, yeah, so 5 years ago.
She's like 3 days older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 5 years ago, she had her 21st birthday, and I tell, my mother's still alive, I tell her to spend the night at a hotel,
because mm-hmm.
she works at a hotel. I'm like, I'm going to throw a really big party for this girl. Mm-hmm. She's 21. And you get there, and for the first time in your life, you're like, you have just turned 21 yourself. You're like, fucking, I'm raging, dude. I've got this.
Yeah.
And you start drinking everything in the fucking place.
Okay, well, hold on. There's more to this story.
Oh, yeah. No, much more. But the thing
is... The polar bear showed up.
Oh, the polar bear.
We have a friend. We have a friend that was branded the name the polar bear this evening. On that night. Anyway, he shows up, and we have the big box of booze. I remember that.
Oh, that's right. It was the party box. It wasn't called box of booze. Yeah. Party box. It's whatever people left at parties at my house.
Right. It was just a collection of random assortments of, like, fucking leftover booze.
There's, like, a lot of vermouth.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, shit that nobody really wants to drink. You know, it's all there. And somebody's like, yeah, we brought a beer funnel, you know, to, like, funnel beer. And, Everybody starts talking.
We had a full bar at this thing, by the way.
Yeah, everybody starts talking shit, going like, yeah, you know, I can funnel beer faster than you, or we whatever. And I was like, fuck you, man. I bet you I can funnel a liquor bong. Like, I can do one full
of
it.
And this was the creation of the liquor bong. It was bad. Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
And so they're like, really? You'll do whatever we put in there? And I was like, yeah.
And this was Jeff and Ryan.
Yes, the Polar Bear and Ryan. And
this is a competing podcast that doesn't exist anymore, but supposed to come back. Who fucking knows? But, yeah, they just, every liquor there, man, they fill a fucking giant-sized funnel with, I'm going to roughly guesstimate, about 10, 11 shots.
Yeah.
Like, of different liquors. And not just, like, clear liquors or brown liquors. Everything in this box. It
it's
was
like, yeah, it's
rum,
like whiskey, vodka,
sake,
tequila,
vodka.
Sake. Yes.
It was bad. And then I think what they put in it was some
club
sweet
soda.
Sour. Oh, it was club soda.
It was
like
club
sweet
soda.
Sour pucker or something
yeah.
like that. And
club soda to kind of fill out the bong.
Danny fucking hit it like a cock-sucking champion.
Yeah, so I chug the liquor bong full of liquor and hold it down for a while. Like
you made it at least 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It hit your system.
Yeah. It hit me.
We should have died.
It hit me fucking hard.
And this, so there's a good scene where he's talking to a whale.
okay, no, this requires more backstory too.
I love how you just keep going, more backstory. I'm going to keep playing behind the scenes music.
Go ahead. No, we used to work with a young lady that was a bit of a...
Slut?
Bit of a floozy, yeah.
Bit of a slut saying, like, the Pope's a bit of a Catholic.
So she's there. And me and her are kind of flirting pretty hard, you know?
She's flirting with everyone.
But she's flirting
with
everyone.
Look, usually,
I'm not saying it's just me.
Just,
I'm saying
yeah.
she's flirting. Me and her are currently flirting. Like, I was the one she was currently flirting with
yeah.
at the thing.
Now, and Grant, I think she brought the chick too, right?
Yeah, she brought a friend of hers.
She brought the friend.
And this friend is like the quintessential
fucking
best friend. Like, she's like fat and ugly and.
I like, you know, I want to defend her the same as you want to defend her, but...
No, she's not. She's not cute. Not cute. It's just bad.
She has two kids now.
Hallelujah. I mean,
no one knew she was pregnant. Stomach covered it all.
That's terrible. Anyway, I am in the midst of my...
Shit, we are recording, right? Please
yeah,
tell me we're recording, because
so.
This is beautiful.
I'm in the midst of my don't give a fuck, I'm drunk as shit phase
of
this party.
Well, you're getting too far on that. Let's not get into that. Let's go in the chronological order of the night. So Danny meets this chick, and he's talking to her. And he's like, my breath stinks, man. Give me some. I can't fucking deal with this taste. Because he just had 12 shots of fucking liquor. And he's been drinking before it, too, mind you. But I'm looking around my house, I'm like, dude, I live in a fucking trailer. I spent all my money on booze, I ain't got fucking shit.
Yeah, this is before you moved. Yeah.
So I look in the cabinet, and my mother has some cake toppers. And it's those little fireball cinnamon toppers.
Yeah, it's just cinnamon
so
bits.
I'm like, Danny, this should work, dude. And I give it to him, and he just fucking pops the cap and downs the entire jar of like 50 of them. And you just hear, And the chick's trying to talk to him still, and he just leans over the edge of a porch and goes, spits out the worst red chunk you've ever seen. He goes, pretty fucking good. How you doing? And he's just leaning. Like, this is where I knew he was drunk. He got a nickname called George of the Jungle that night because he just hangs on people.
Yeah.
And when he sees someone else that he wanted to move to, he would just lean and fucking reach out and throw himself so they would catch him. Like, he's swinging vine from vine to people because he's too drunk to fucking stand. So this chick loves it because Danny's hanging on her. She doesn't realize that he's hanging on her because he can't stand. She thinks, like, oh, I'm in. Eventually, Danny's able to stand for a second, and I lose him, and I panic, because I'm like, this dude's drunk enough to kill a horse, so, you know. You're hung like a horse, Danny.
Yay.
But I find him, because someone goes, oh yeah, I think he's out front. And I go out, and Danny's sitting out in my front yard, pants around his ankle, pissing on my truck.
Yes.
And I look at him and go, Danny! What are you doing? He just leans over, looks at me, like, looks down at his dick, looks back up, looks at me again, and goes... pissing on your truck. I'm like, why? Looks at his dick again, looks back at the truck, looks at me and goes, cause it's green. Like a fucking 4-year-old, pants around his fucking ankles, man. Made no fucking sense. Shit, night moves on even more. Danny's fucked up. He's vomiting everywhere in my bathroom.
Yes.
Vomited in the sink, vomited in the bathtub, vomited in the kitchen, or vomited in the toilet, vomited on the floor, and looked at my fucking nice Arizona setting shower curtain.
Okay, now we have to explain the shower curtain. It's the ugliest fucking shower curtain.
My mother bought me that shower curtain.
Congratulations. It's the ugliest fucking shower curtain I've ever seen in my life. It's disgusting.
Never said my mother had good taste.
It was so fucking ugly. It's like... pictures of like those things that stand up in like the Utah forest or Utah woods or whatever.
No, desert. Okay. It wasn't like redwoods.
No. And I was just looking at it and I was just like, ugh, like it made me mad. It was so fucking ugly.
It was the quote from the party too, that no one was there except for Shamu and Danny. And like all you hear from the other room is, fuck Arizona! Fucking shower curtain rod, everything just comes tumbling down.
Yeah.
Because Danny just fucking swipes it like Wolverine. Schnick, 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 a lamb. And like, dude, it was fucking bad.
Yeah, I was a mess.
And like, I left him because I'm like, oh, Danny's out for the count. Some chick's gonna make sure he doesn't fucking choke on his own tongue. Sorry to keep hitting that.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. No one's gonna fuck with Danny right now. He's covered in fucking vomit. I come back later.
Wrong.
They're straight up making out. And I am disgusted because there's another dude, this dude named Matt Dunn, that I don't know what the fuck happened to him, who's the big creepy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just watching y'all. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, I don't ever bring it up because it's one of those things that I think he was trying to make sure you were dying, but he's just watching you with his hands in his pockets, and I'm like, dude's playing pocket pool. Oh, Danny, it was fucking horrible.
She's hanging out with me, like, post-puke, and I haven't brushed my teeth
or anything. No, because you were in my house, and there was nothing there.
Yeah, no, I vomited, and then she started kissing me.
Ew. Gross.
Yeah, that was probably the drunkest I think I've ever been.
Oh, yeah, that's the Danny story. Classic Danny.
Classic Danny.
Oh, man. So...
new song? Is that what's going on?
I'm going back to more pop. I want more Britney.
I only know like one Britney song.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. A girl like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I can't hit the note well. I fucked it up when I started singing it. There's no escape. I ain't gonna do it, Danny. I can't fucking do it. You're judging me. Why are you judging me?
I'm not judging
you.
Stop judging me. I don't know what song you're singing.
It's toxic, man. With the taste of your lips, I'm on the ride. Oh, we should look up some Katy Perry. I'm sorry, dude. Like, I'm too close to the table because I gotta type shit. Say something, Danny.
God damn it. Stop hitting the table.
I will hit the table all I want.
You were drunk as shit today.
I need another beer, Danny.
Okay.
Are we down to the last one?
No, there's three more.
Thank God, Holly brought out. So you haven't drank any of these, have you?
I'm drinking one.
Have you? One?
Uh-huh. There's actually four more. Oh, no, that's trash.
What else do you want to talk about, Danny? I actually have a couple of things. It's one of our old friends. I don't know if you ever did a podcast with her. Did you ever meet Elizabeth?
Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
No.
She was on a couple of podcasts with me. She was on Sweet Action for a while.
She was a Date Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to bring that out because I don't know if it's a bro moment because I keep up with the podcasters pretty well, but I'm like, I know they broke up, but she listens to us, so I don't think Ryan
does. Oh, she
does? Yeah.
Oh, cool.
She's a pretty big fan.
All right, cool.
So, like, she wanted us to talk about a couple of things. Like, there was one, there's an article that we're about to get to the point where you can put on, like, a little helmet and have telepathic impulses control your phone.
Yeah.
And she wanted us to talk about that. And I wanted to say, that's terrifying.
Why?
I can't imagine fucking hooking a phone up to my head and it just sending out text of everything I think.
Not everything you think. I imagine like you would have to express desire for it.
Do you understand how drunk I get? And then I'm like, send. I fuck up when I'm drinking and texting, Danny, and I can't get the words out right. But I'm also, a lot of times, I'm like, you should dress up like Chucky. From Bride of Chucky, not the first one. And then I want you to fuck a doll in front of me while I jerk off in the corner. But it comes out, hey, Rikiku. And they don't know. They're just like, he's drunk. And I'm like, thank God. If it just sends pictures from the internet of that, yeah. I'm fucked, man. I'm done. I can't do anything. Until I find the girl that falls in love with
how me. How? I feel like there's no way that would work.
Oh, well, you know, they say it works.
How?
There, I'm trying to pull up the article, but the internet's doing bullshit.
Well, no, I mean, I guess it would work, because they make, like, prosthesis that, like, move when you think about it, you know? Mm-hmm. It requires, like, a bunch of surgery, but I imagine that, like, it would work kind of similarly to that.
Say that word again?
Similarly?
That was really good. What? I couldn't say that word. You know what's another weird word?
What?
Word.
Word.
Road.
Roads.
Roads.
Roads. That was the fucking drunkest thing we've ever done on this show.
Oh, give it time.
This episode is a travesty.
Yeah, oh well.
Oh my god.
What is this? Are you a new tune?
I knew you were gonna come to me. Here you are.
You better choose carefully, cause I'm
capable of anything.
Of anything.
And everything. Make me an Aphrodite.
Scan down, Danny.
Make me a woman.
I'm on the computer, Danny.
Don't you run. Never mind, fuck that up totally.
Hold on. You're anime, anime, anime.
So you wanna play with magic?
I'm terrible right now.
Okay, you got it.
Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, you dare to do this. Cause you're coming in like a dark horse. Are you ready for? A perfect storm. Cause once you're mine, and once you're mine,
ain't no going back.
Mark my words, this love will make you levitate like a bird. Like a bird without a sting, but down to earth. If you choose to walk away, don't walk away.
It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or a no, no, maybe. Just be sure.
Give it up to me. Up to me, give it up to me.
I'm so bad. I'm like tone deaf.
So you wanna play with magic?
That was awful.
That's what I want the show to be, man.
Just terrible.
Terrible fucking covers of songs everyone's like, I used to like this. Until I listened to Dick Vicks.
You don't want to do that Tay Swift?
Oh shit, we should look at Tay Swift. Keep talking, I'll keep looking.
What talking about?
What's some shit that's been going on in the world lately, man? ISIS? There's no jokes in that. Wow. Other than it used to be Archer.
Oh. That's real bad.
Yeah.
That's real, real bad.
So what else is going on in the world, man?
There's lots of things going on in the world.
Ferguson.
Joan Rivers is dead.
Joan Rivers is dead, man. There's one that's something that kind of fucked me up. Not bad, because like I expect her to die. She was like a million.
Okay.
But like, I realized after she died, you know, you see all the shit post up, and you're looking at shit she said and all the things she's done. Because I do that with anybody that dies. I kind of look and see what they've done. Or even people I know, I kind of look back. And I realize I've laughed my ass off over that crazy fucking bird for years, dude.
See, I'm the exact opposite way. Like, I love stand-up comedy and like, comedians that have their own shows and things like that. And all it's been is, like, these people are like, oh my god, if it wasn't for Joan Rivers, like, it makes way for, like, an edgy comic on TV, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like, I fucking hate Joan Rivers. Like,
really?
She's not funny to me. She's never said anything rather than, like, insightful or anything cool at all. Like, I'm just like, ugh. I can see how it could be, like, hard edge for a woman to do that, especially when she was coming up.
Yeah,
you know, but it was just, like, I'm just not into her comedy at all. I always thought she was mean. She was always in poor taste.
She's very mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor taste. But you mean, the same weird thing is
no,
you're mean
in
poor taste,
I'm
sir.
Mean and in poor taste. But, like,
but I'm a man.
Yeah.
All the things Joan Rivers fought for, died for, man.
Yeah. No, I don't know why I don't like her. I just don't. It's pretty bad. But she's dead. So, I don't have to worry about that anymore.
You want to insult Robin Williams, too?
Yeah.
You want to insult Robin Williams, too?
I love Robin Williams.
You better, because everyone will turn on him if you insult him.
I don't think he was, like, the greatest thing in the world, but he was
fucking
funny.
The world makes it seem like it now, too.
I know.
I mean, like, I love Robin Williams, because I talked to you about him before he died. I was like, I think he might be my favorite comedian. You remember this conversation?
Yes.
I called you up because I was trying to make sure like I wouldn't offend myself if I went and people would insult me. You're like, no, he's really good.
He's very good. Sir.
But you remember that conversation? I'm like, because I'm not joking. Like
no,
it was probably 2 months before he died. I was like, you know, I've been watching Good Morning Vietnam.
It was longer than two.
Was
months
it?
Ago. Yeah, it was actually almost like 9 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had a kid in between time. That's right.
Yeah.
You
were pregnant.
Yeah. So I lost a lot of weight since then.
Yeah.
get sexy.
You look really good. I'm losing that baby fat.
Yeah. So I was talking to you, and I was like, man, I think he's my favorite comedian. Please tell me if I say this in a public gathering, people won't insult me. Because you listen to a lot of comedians.
I love comedy, yeah.
And you did not insult me before, so I was like, I'm in the right. I'm good. And then he died, and everyone fucking pipes in, and I felt really like a hipster because I'm like, I would like to say something because I do love the man. Like, he's my favorite, but I can't fucking just make it seem like I'm full of shit. I don't want to take it down. So the only thing I ever said online was that my mother and sister used to bond together because they watched Mork and Mindy every week.
Mm-hmm.
When my mom was single, they would sit together and watch it.
Right.
And the only thing I said online was, Nanu, Nanu. And I said it to my mother and sister.
I watched Jumanji a lot as a kid. Same thing with Miss Doubtfire. Like, I saw Miss Doubtfire a lot when I was younger. Now that I'm, older, I realize, how good of an actor he actually is. Like,
yeah. Well, because my favorite shit's, World's Greatest Dad. That's one of my favorite movies.
World's Greatest Dad is fantastic. He's phenomenal in that. I really enjoy Final Cut. I think that movie's good.
Final Cut was good. I liked One Hour Photo.
One Hour Photo is solid. The one that really, it's the one that, it's, super typical because he got an Oscar for it, but Good Will Hunting, he's amazing in that movie. It's a really good movie.
I need to watch it. I can't watch it now because if I watch it, I'm going to end up fucking crying.
Yeah.
And I don't want to cry for those reasons, so I've been trying to hold back because it's always $4 anywhere you go now because they're like, oh, ho, Robin Williams died, here, buy this.
Yeah.
So I see it and I'm like, I can't do it now. Not right now, man.
I posted a joke online.
It was the best joke.
It was very Joan Riversy in terms of it was mean and kind of cruel, but
I think that was perfect for him.
I think it was it nails what Robin Williams would have said.
Yeah.
No, you love Robin Williams. So I don't know if you know it. Have you ever seen the YouTube show?
Tell the fucking picture you posted, man.
What's that?
Tell the picture you posted.
Oh, it's the hunter from Jumanji, and it's just he's holding the rifle and it just says finally got him. I'm so happy.
It was a good joke. It was damn it, Danny. Jesus.
No, there's a YouTube show called Setlist.
Oh, I've watched this one. I was about to bring it up. Setlist, anyone, listen again. We're going to say it one more time. Setlist, Robin Williams. Fucking look it up, all right?
That's great. Yeah, Setlist, they take away a comic's material. They put them on stage in front of a random group of people, and they generate...
Small fucking crowd. I can't get more than 50 people.
It's only 50, 60 people, something like that. But still, it's a room, that you got to play. And Robin Williams used to love to just show up because, he's very much an improv actor.
Yeah.
So he would just show up and they would generate fake subjects for him to do stand-up comedy to. And his is fucking glorious.
Yeah, they'd be, just to even make it more easy for you to find, there's just a fucking screen behind them, all right?
Yeah, it is.
It comes up with a thing that says, what would Hitler do during 9/11? Shit that you're like... Fuck, and a comedian will just boom.
Yeah, they just riff on it.
Drew Carey was on it, and Drew Carey fucked up on it bad, but he wasn't, it wasn't his fault. Like,
the
he
cool
was trying.
Thing, the cool thing about after is they interview the person, that guy doing it, and Drew Carey is like, it went terrible in there, but I'm glad I do this because it keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
He's
not horrible, but it's just you gotta realize, dude, if you got 2 seconds, you're in front of 60 people. Fuck no.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
It's like playing karaoke and they pick the song.
Yeah, I love that show. I think it's good.
They still do it or is it?
Yeah, no, it's been on there for a while. It's a production of the Nerdist channel.
I need to go look more of a minute because I've seen the dude that does the Marky Mark. What's his name?
Dan something? Yeah, I forgot his name.
There's a dude that does Marky Mark.
He does all of his bits as Mark Wahlberg. Because he looks just like Mark Wahlberg. it's a great show.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I like that. And when I fell hard, you took a step back. You allowed me, without me. Danny, scroll down. Scroll down, Danny. I need you to scroll down, Danny.
Sorry.
He's long gone, and he's next to me, and I realize the blame is on me, cause I knew you were trouble when you walked in,
and shame on
me now, you moved me to places I ain't never been, till you put me down, knew you were trouble when you walked in. Shame on me now, movie, do please, cause I never been. Now I'm
lying on this old hard ground. Oh, 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 trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble.
I need another beer.
I'm all about the Tay Swift.
Tay Dolph Swindler, man.
Tay Dolph Swindler.
Hashtag Hollywood.
God damn it, I can't get the beer out of the case.
Oh, man, no, like, that's the only Tay Dolph Swindler song I like.
Oh, really?
Well, like, some of them are catchy, but that's the one that I'm like, that is so fucking catchy. It will rock in my head sometimes.
The new one is really good.
I haven't heard any of her new ones.
I like it. I like the new song a lot, the new single. Shake It Off or whatever.
I've heard people sing it, but I've, like, I don't know, I listened to Q100. Which plays the same three songs, the three songs over and over again. The reason I listen to it is for their morning show, the Burt Show.
I fucking hate the Burt Show.
It's not great, but for some reason I just connected to it. And I'm like,
I used to listen to it every day with my mom. Me and my mom used to work in the same place. She got me my first job when I was like 17.
Yeah.
And we were right up together and fucking listen to the Burt Show in the morning. And my mom and aunt love it, you know? And I could sit there and stand it, and every now and then they do something that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's just that stupid bullshit morning radio typical thing that I hate, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially when things like this exist. Like,
yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing. One, I don't know why I don't do it, because I listen to a shit ton of podcasts, man.
Yeah.
Because well, so I listen, I. like, let's go through this for a second. Matter of fact, let us do something really crazy. Will you do that Mario thing I did last time? Alright, pause. That's not pause, that's tunnel. What makes me so happy is that you start doing that as soon as I unpause, and it just sounds like we're still talking about Mario.
I hope so, let's find out. Sooner or later.
Do you know Edelweiss?
No.
Edelweiss.
No, I knew Tetris too, that's all I knew. Anyway, so what we were talking about before I had to go take a pee.
Good morning, you grieve.
This is a fucking classic bit on another show, Dan. We can't do it. The shit I listen to, let's talk about podcasts for a second. For anyone that listens to us and wonders what we listen to, because we got some fans, we have to, because we're getting fairly nice reviews on us.
Yes.
And so let's talk about
more and more listens per episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except last episode kind of bombed a little bit.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, who fuck cares?
Nobody likes us when we're sad.
I know.
Yeah.
So, the thing is, I would like to talk about podcasts I listen to and that you listen to.
Okay.
The ones I listen to, I listen to several of them same. So, just kind of say, same, if you listen to ones I listen to. I'll bring up the one I know that made us do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Babylon.
Same.
Yeah. Hollywood Babylon's, I think, both of our favorites. If not your favorite,
it's like my
there.
Second favorite show, yeah.
It's probably my favorite because it's the one I want to listen to every week it comes out because it's so up to date. I'm never fucking behind. But they, every once in a while, do a bad episode.
Right.
But that's Kevin Smith and his friend Ralph Garman. It's just random talking.
Yeah, it's actually more accurate to say it's Ralph Garman show with Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I have two beers here.
Yeah.
All right.
Gross. But yeah, we both listen to that. That's pretty much our favorite thing.
I used to listen to Smodcast Lost. I failed out of that one a little bit, but I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Them Steve Dave. I listened to the Nerdist very vaguely. Like I picked the people I listened to on that one.
They release three a week. Yeah. I listened to maybe
so fucking hard to keep up with them.
I listened to maybe one a week. So
I listened to Penn Sunday School, which is probably my favorite. Actually.
Penn Jillette Sunday
yeah,
School.
Penn yeah. Jillette Sunday School. It's called Penn Sunday School though.
Mm-hmm.
That one's Penn from Penn and Teller,
mm-hmm.
and. Here's a dude, like, well, let me give a warning, like, complete atheist, very liberal man, mm-hmm. and he's very passionate about it.
Yeah.
But just listening to the man talk, like, he's like one of the biggest people in showbiz. He knows everyone
mm-hmm.
in Hollywood and just hangs out like they're nobody. And he's such a down-to-earth guy that it's weird to see that. Fucking fun show. The one that I listen to that I want you to listen to is actually more like a radio show. Did you ever listen to Mick Detective?
Mm-mm.
Mick Detective was really good. That's one y'all should listen to. It's called Mick Detective. It was a comedy that was based like a noir
mm-hmm.
about a guy who
noir.
Was drunk. Yeah.
You said that oddly.
How do you say it?
Noir.
Yeah. Anyway, he was looking for Kelsey Grammer.
He was paid private detective. But it made me look for these radio shows in the podcast world, and I started listening to something called We're Alive, A Tale of Survival. It's a zombie story.
Yeah, I actually know about We're Alive. One of my my favorite podcaster is on We're Alive.
Really? Who?
Yeah. Which one? Greg Miller. He actually does lots of like guest appearances on the show.
Oh, man. You should listen to it. Because at first, I'm like, this is going to be stupid. Now, I'm fucking 12 chapters in, which is like 30 podcasts, and I'm like, shit, I'm going to listen to every episode.
Yeah, no. Greg Miller does. He moderated their panel at Comic-Con.
And then another one that's probably actually above Hollywood Babylon, number two. Hollywood Babylon, probably three. We're Alive, number one. HP Podcraft. But that's very specific for me.
Right.
It's just guys who randomly talk bullshit about HP Lovecraft, and they do audio recordings of the books.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the best spoken word you've ever heard. Like, it's better than any audiobook I've gotten of H.P. Lovecraft. So what about you? Number one?
Number one's podcast Beyond. Podcast Beyond.
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 I love Jacob. Podcast Beyond.
Jacob.
I love it.
What? Inside joke non-stop there. So just listen to it. It's good. I fucking hate video games to an extent. I'm getting better. But I don't like video games, and I agree with Danny. That's a fucking great show.
He's probably my favorite podcaster. I mean, he does three shows, and I love all of them. He does Podcast Beyond for his job at IGN, and it's a PlayStation-centric podcast. They just discuss PlayStation news. Greg Miller.
That's Greg Miller, okay.
Yeah, and then they do the Game Over Greggy show, which is basically what I wanted this to be. What I want.
Does it turn out like that?
Yeah, actually.
Other than I have a guitar?
Right, yeah. The Game Over Greggy show is basically Greg Miller and three of his friends sitting down. They each come to the table with a topic, and then they discuss it. I love it. It's one of my favorite shows.
I'm actually digging this up so much because we're doing that with song breaks in between.
And then I like The Comedy Button. I think that's a great show with a bunch of other guys that were on Podcast Beyond. They all do The Comedy Button. It's really great. And then Bill Burr, Monday Morning Podcast.
Same.
It's fantastic.
It's not my top five, but same. That dude's good on it. He usually does it by himself.
Yeah, it's actually most of them are by himself.
Anyone listening that does podcasts, like one of those people, like I don't know if you know, because we're all on Podomatic. A lot of people that just listen to us because they find us on the show, they do podcasts as well.
Mm-hmm.
First off, listen to other podcasts, man. Like that's
I'm sure they do.
You have to. If you find us, you have to.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other one, listen to Bill Burr's.
Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast. I mean, it's a huge podcast. It's not like people don't know about it. Like,
and then try doing it by yourself. Because remember, I had the Bad Movie Weekend I tried to do for a while?
Yeah.
And it fucking failed horribly because I was going to do it by myself and do like 5-minute podcast. Mm-hmm. Try talking to yourself for 5 minutes.
No, he goes almost 2 hours sometimes.
Fuck that, fantastic. Man. It's difficult. Sorry, keep going. That one, I just wanted to tell people, that one's fucking hard.
Take
I love
it.
Yeah. He also likes I Love Cox podcast. And
that's
also
my favorite.
Straight in the Ass. And his favorite one, ATM.
That's my favorite.
The podcast.
ATM the podcast.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's great.
ATM the podcast.
You done? All right. I also like You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes.
I have that one.
It's great. I love that. I do listen to Nerdist quite a bit.
Nerdist huge.
Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR. I like Channel Surfing. It's like a TV review podcast, which I really love.
You listen to Fresh Air on NPR?
Yeah, sometimes. Not a lot.
That's when I want to feel educated.
I do like This American Life. It's good.
You listen to more podcasts than me. I thought you calmed down on it.
No. I mean, I listen like pretty much all the time.
Because every time I hear your radio player, you're just fucking.
You're
up.
Never here when I'm home.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear metal.
I also like I walk my dog and I listen to podcasts. Like, you know, I spend a lot of time just like out with podcasts on. Let's see, what else do I listen to? I listen to Game Scoop. It's more video game stuff.
I think video games is actually where podcasts would go. Because I think a lot of video gamers listen to podcasts.
They do. Twitch live streaming is really starting to like take
Twitch
off.
That's my favorite fucking shit on Reddit.
Did you hear about that kid who got swatted?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh my god.
Man.
Twitch, for people who don't know, is where like a big group of people play one game.
I like that you do our internet show imagining that most people don't understand the internet.
Because I imagine the people I know that listen to it who go, what the fuck was Twitch?
Really? You know people who don't know what Twitch is?
Allison has no fucking clue. Morgan has no fucking clue.
Well, like,
everyone at that party.
Like, you stream. YouTube, I mean, like...
YouTube's this great device, if y'all haven't heard of it. It's where you can watch videos of kids throwing ice water on themselves and snorting cinnamon.
No, but, like, yeah, Twitch is because it's on, it's native to devices. Like, it's on Xbox Ones and PS4s. So video gamers are using...
Really?
Because
I found out about it through Reddit.
Well, I mean, it's an internet website. Yeah. Like, but I'm saying, like, it's native to the consoles. Like, it comes installed when you buy a new console. Because the new fad with, like, consoles is, like, streaming your gameplay. And just basically doing, like...
Did you watch Twitch Plays Pokemon?
Yeah, actually.
It was fucking great.
Well, that's totally different from
everything. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
Some dude got so pissed off at another guy.
Yeah, there's this thing taking off called swatting, where, like, they will find out where you live via your Twitch Ustream, you know? And they will call in a fake, like, epic, like, bomb threat, or, like, that you killed multiple people, and the cops have been showing up. It's been, like, a thing. It's been taking off since, like, late 2013. That, like, the cops will show up, just raid your fucking house. Like, they will break that shit down. Anyway, a kid, the first person ever was convicted of a crime. And he got 15 years to life.
Twitching law.
No, for Twitching. Swatting.
Swatting law, there we go. Yeah,
and it's crazy, because they didn't charge him with, like, you know, you played a prank. They charged him with domestic terrorism.
Fucked up.
The thing is, like, it's setting a precedent. So, like, now... Anytime you do that, that is your punishment. Like, that is the punishment that's been laid out, is you're a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
And
it's really fucked up. I mean, look, the video was fucking hilarious.
The video is really funny.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that guy, because they, like, bust down his fucking door, and they're just like, oh, fuck! And you're like, what the fuck? Because he sets it, too. He goes, like, I think I'm being swatted. And then, boom. Like, the cops just bust in. The funniest part of this whole story, though, is the kid's name who got convicted. Like, you know, you can get, like, a gamer tag.
Tell me it's Charles Bronson.
No, his gamer tag is, like, Badass Dog 69. Like, it's so typical fucking bro gamer that it makes me laugh so fucking hard, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, he's like an online bully. Everyone's, like, saying, like, this dude's a bully. He's a bully. And then there's photos of him at his arraignment, and the judge is like, you're going to be sentenced to 15 years to life in prison.
Starts crying?
And he just busts out, he's like, aah! You know, he's got that, like, fucking Tardo cry, where he's just like,
aah! I think that's an offensive word, Danny.
What?
Sis.
Huh?
You're a sis.
My assist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, did you say Tardo?
Yeah, he's like a retardo cry.
Oh.
Is that me?
It's a little mean.
Why?
You said Tardo. Go on.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, yeah, it's just, he's got that, like, his face in the photo is just like, imagine, like, a kid with Down syndrome stubbing his toe. That's what he looks like. And it's real funny.
I did that thing, too, when I bought this dining room table. I broke my toe, too, and it was in the middle of the night.
Did break your toe.
Yeah, and I fucked up the chair.
Because you never went to the hospital. Right?
Yeah, well, fuck hospitals.
You just broke your toe, and you were like, yeah, I'll be all right.
Yeah, not that night. I wasn't. This show.
I've had to, like, okay, so over the past couple days, I've been watching, like, really sad, like, movies or TV with the young lady, you know? And she'll, like, stay here and we'll watch stuff. And when, like, a sad moment comes up or something, like, I've never, like, totally admitted this, but you probably know. I'm a real big bitch.
Oh, no. I mean, well, like, me and you huge... never cried in a movie together because I think we start making bad jokes.
Yeah. But no, I'm a softie.
No, me like, too, big bro. Softie. Me too.
So we were watching something.
I can't watch radio all the way through.
We were... He Tardo cries. Like...
Or Armageddon.
Harry!
I'm going to fucking cry. Shut up.
We were watching something this morning and, like, it was, like, a really... It wasn't sad. It was a really happy moment for someone. But, like... is very happy, you know, to the point where, like, it was, like, one of their life dreams was realized, and it was just like, that's so sweet, you know, like, and I started crying, and I was just like, okay, gotta play it off, and, like, I stretched, I was like, that's how I hit the sound, and I know I didn't hide it, like, I know she was just like, I know
that's
she was
what
like,
woke me up this morning,
yeah, I know she was probably just like
someone's a bitch, I smell bitch,
I smell pussy. No, it was bad.
It's all right, man. I took Morgan out to a movie this, like, last couple weeks.
I feel really bad about that young lady.
Did Dude, don't feel bad, man.
Because she was like, hey, and I was like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, she fucking knows you because she's listened to every fucking sex story you've ever had in your life.
That's not true.
Not every. Half of them. Only 22 more to go.
I know, it's good that people listen to the show. I just was like, I felt back. Apparently, I'd met her before.
Well, once, but we were drunk as fuck.
I was drunk as shit.
But no, I took her out to see two movies. I went to two movies in one day. I saw As Above, So Below.
As Below, Bo Below.
So fucking great. And she wants to see a movie, and I'm like, well, if she's going to go see a fucking horror movie with me, I gotta fucking take her to see another one.
Uh-huh.
So I saw If I Stay, which, not a bad movie.
The Hit Girl movie.
Yeah, yeah, the Chloe Martinez.
Chloe Martini. Grace Moretz.
Yeah, whatever.
She's going to be the new Pink Ranger, bro.
I've heard about this. Anyway, so I take her to see it, and I'm like, I don't think I want to see this movie because I've seen the preview, and Stacey Keach is crying, and every time I see the preview, I'm like, fuck you, Stacey Keach. I can't fucking deal with you crying. You're supposed to be chasing Cheech and Chong, man.
Really?
Or fucking Stacey yelling Keach? At Titus. Okay?
Yeah.
And fuck, dude, I watched that movie, and I'm talking about, like, there's 10 parts, I'm just like, oh, I'm okay. They fucking see that Sprite straw, dude, that fucking hit me in the fucking eye, dude. You don't fucking know. So I fucking feel you, man. Like, I don't like crying in movies in front of people,
oh,
but any fucking movie ever that has a slightly sad part, like, what was the movie you told me to be careful? Guardians of the Galaxy. I think I saw that with Morgan as well.
Guardians of the Galaxy has the opening is...
You, I walked into it. I was walking to it, and you go, bro, be careful. First 5 minutes is a fucking killer. And I'm like, dude, it's fucking Marvel. I got this, dude. Let's do it. I got there, and this chick fucking had to grab my hand and hug me because I fucking started bawling. Spoilers, his mother fucking dies. And I'm like, I'm fucking so bad in this theater where everyone's like, dude, calm down. The movie hasn't started.
Yeah.
And I am fucked up by that thing, man. All right. It's been too long without music.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm doing it good, right?
Yeah.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist and directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. Sounds like public school,
yeah.
It's a question, but a lesson learned in time. I'm still talking, Danny. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's so unpredictable, but in the end, it's right. I hope you have the time of your life.
Come on, Danny, talk.
I don't know.
Just say something, Danny. Talk about what's questionable. What's questionable to you, Danny?
Nothing.
So take the photographs and still prints in your mind. Hanging on shelf in good health and good time. Tattoo the memories and the stats and go try.
I don't know what I just said.
For what it's worth all the while.
Make a place for my graduation.
I'm unpredictable, in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life.
We are so bad at this.
I just love when he first played this, like when he did it on one of those MTV New Year special. Fuck.
Right?
That was my greatest fucking video moment ever online. Or not online, on the TV, because I actually caught that one. And I'm like, that dude said fuck.
He did?
You don't remember that shit?
Yeah.
No, he played it live. MTV used to do that New Year special, and he fucked up one of the chords when he was just trying to go. He did that, and he goes, fuck. And they're like, Jesus, they freaked out. And the other one was Fred Durst playing Prince, Party Like It's 1999. And Prince got so pissed off, and they said, fuck you, we're live. I loved it, man. MTV used to be the shit. Not so much anymore.
I used to watch, like, 3 shows on MTV.
Headbangers Ball.
Okay, 4, because I forgot about Headbangers Ball. I watched,
it's fair to say Beavis and Butthead, because everyone likes Beavis and Butthead.
I used to watch the animation block. That was pretty solid. But
Beavis,
like,
Daria.
And
David used to always call something called The Head?
I don't remember that one.
It was about a giant alien that was just a giant head. He fucking loves it. I'd have to call him about it.
I did. Like, I watched Daria. I watched Beavis and Butthead.
He watched Jackass. He had to watch Jackass.
I caught the first, like, couple, you know, but I never watched it, like, religiously or anything.
I would just
kind of see random clips of that
yeah.
show. No, there was a show about, like, a bunch of kids in high school who just fucked all the time. and it was, like, good.
Every show that's ever been on MTV,
no,
ever?
No, I mean, like, the show was primarily focused on sex. Like, it had, it was called, like, Hooking Up or some bullshit show or something like that. But, like,
I have to look this up to I watched it. I feel like people are going to be like, yeah, I remember that. And I'm like, nope.
I watched it all the fucking time, man. I can't remember, like, what it was called. But I saw it forever. I used to watch it. And then, the big one was fucking Clone High. Like
Clone High was the shit. I watched it after it got on MTV.
Clone High is so fucking funny.
It still, like, every time I go to a fucking drive-thru, man, I'm like, can I have five yeah, Diet Colas?
Yeah, fucking JFK was awesome on Clone High. I love that show, though. It was good.
You know, almost everyone from Clone High ended up on Scrubs?
Yeah, actually, it's half the cast of Scrubs, and the other half is people from Mad TV.
Yeah, that's fucking, it was crazy, man. Because that was way before Scrubs, right? Or was Scrubs coming out?
I think it was, like, a little bit before, but, like, they were still kind of close, yeah. I don't remember exactly when it came out, I just remember watching the shit out of Clone High. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I used to love it.
You want to try this one before we end the show?
No, well, we have to end the show with Danny Fuck Before.
No, well, I mean, we can do one song before we do that. We still got, like, 7 minutes, man. Okay. Anyone listening, you only have 7 minutes. You're almost there.
Yeah, you've come this far.
You want to do this one or you want to do something else?
What is this one?
Take a look at the first one.
Shit. All right.
You want to do it?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up, dude. I can't even, like, read the fucking chords.
And, like, my Spanish, for someone who should be able to speak Spanish great, is awful. I don't know if I get, because you can't play that quickly, huh? Yeah, you can't play that fast. You start it.
I can't do it. I'm just gonna put this note over.
Soy un hombre muy honrado que me gusta lo mejor. A mujeres no me falta ni el dinero ni el amor. En el caballo por la sierra yo me voy.
Así al fácil
me voy. Las estrellas en la luna.
I can't speak Spanish.
El es el love boy. Ay, 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 ay.
Ay, ay,
ay, ay, ay, ay, ay, ay.
You are so bad at
this. Tell me.
That means hard.
Me gusta tocar guitarra.
Me gusta cantar el sol. Mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Me gusta tomar mis copas aguardientes, lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal de la sabor. Ay, 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 amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón.
That was bad.
Yeah, it was real bad.
But you spoke Spanish. There's also something else I want you to do for me.
God,
just one time here, okay? Just one time before I play Danny Fuck the 4-year-old, before we end the show. Danny.
Yes.
My favorite thing you've ever done to me.
Yes.
Is help out your brotherhood.
Help out my brother?
And I just want people who are Spanish speakers, who don't know the beauty of the American language, the English language,
yeah,
to know some...
You speak America?
The classic, classic literature.
Uh-huh.
Danny.
Yes.
If you would, tell them what the raven says.
The Nevermore?
In Spanish.
I don't remember what it was.
No mas. I still want you to tell them what Nicolas Cage says when he sees John Malkovich.
I'm a sexy cat.
I'm a sexy cat. No.
Put down the bunny.
Do it in Spanish. Do it for me, man. This is a very bad inside joke, everybody. But Danny does it. I lose my shit every time. Because I was like, Danny, it was a dark night, Jerry. And he just goes, no mas. But when he did put down the bunny, I fucking lost it, man.
I'm not doing it today.
The listeners are going to be disappointed.
Well, let's do Danny Fuck the 4-year-old and close out the show. The lyrics to this song change all the time. The chorus is the same.
You just keep up with me, Danny. That's all you need to do. Sorry, I had a small swatter, right?
Danny fucked a 4-year-old. He fucked her in the ass. And when she said she couldn't take no more, Danny cried, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Then
rusty trombone, and she said, "What the fuck is that?" And he said, "That's when you eat my ass and then you broke it." No, 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 no.
Tanner, you can find us at facebook.com/dickpics or on Instagram at
drex418.
You can also find us at dickpics.podomatic.com, or you can hit us at rabbitholepodcast@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.
Anyway.
Gmail.
What's a Gmail?
I don't know.
If it doesn't work at Yahoo,
we're the worst podcast rabbitholepodcast@gmail.com.
Anyway, I'm Richard Tanner.
I'm Danny.
Later.